Good in parts. We're really pleased with, obviously, defensively, not conceding a goal. Although Anne's little mishap at the end there, we all had our hearts in our mouth. But I think it's, you know, frustrating for the final third. We've hit the crossbar twice. Set piece after set piece. We've put the ball in the box. There's been a couple of goalmouth scrambles. Rach Williams' header at the end there. You know, we can't say we haven't had chances. We keep saying it's a learning curve. I just said in another interview, like, I'm going to be a bit ruthless. It's not good enough in the final third. And that's something that we all need to take responsibility for, whether it be defenders up for a set piece, forwards that are playing at the, you know, I think we ended up with three forwards on at the end there. Just not good enough in the final third.
And you've drawn a lot of games, haven't you? It's four draws now. You've won one and lost two. So, you know, you haven't conceded many, you've not let many in, but you've just not won enough games to figure at the top end of the table this time.
Yeah, and you know, when Mark came in, he wants, you know, he said from the very beginning, he wants us to play exciting football. He wants people to come and watch us. Defensively, you know, we're getting better and better. As you know, built on from last year, and we do need to work on that final third. We haven't scored many goals, but you know, we have to take responsibility and we have to put it right on the training pitch, and then bring it to a game on a Sunday. And that's what Mark and you know, even the forwards will be disappointed as well. So we've just got to, for a defender's point of view, we've done really well tonight. Clean sheet, very strong, solid. And we can build on that going into Saturday.
Against Chelsea, and it's great that they're the leaders potentially going to win this spring series coming here, but you'd love to be the ones to potentially stop them doing that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's always a tough game when they come here. We always give them a good game. We respect them. They've got really, you know, good quality, world-class players, and, you know, we have to respect that. But as you saw in the semi-final here, in the 90 minutes, you know, we gave them a good game. Our defensive game was really strong, really, really structured, and we actually had a few chances. Obviously, Meg scoring off a set piece, and another few chances in the game. So we'll take positives from that. We'll obviously have analysis in the next couple of days leading up to Saturday, and you know, we'll give it a good go and try and spoil their party.
Psychologically, you've got the edge having beat them on penalties here in the FA Cup semi-final, but they equally will be out for revenge, won't they?
Exactly, yeah. You know, they've scored 18 goals in the last three games. That's, you know, you have to really take note of that. But you know, we will feel that we can, you know, give them a good challenge, get them frustrated, and then hopefully, obviously with a bit of work in the meantime, in the final third, we can cause a bit of an upset.